Well, I think what I want is a public event, just a one-off public event. And it's not going to happen tomorrow because we have to carefully plan how we would devise the framework wherein we could have this day for hope and transformation. But it would be an event when everybody, the police, the army, the loyalists, terrorists and Republican terrorists who have visited our community with hurt would, at that event, would be saying, we want to acknowledge that we have visited the country with hurt, that we have inflicted pain, we've hurt each other and we've been hurt by each other, and we now want to to forgive, and we want to be forgiven. And that, I think, would be a very defining moment that could help a great many people who currently are hurting within my community and within the nationalist Catholic and Republican community, because we've hurt each other, and pain is the same for a Catholic, a Protestant, a Unionist and a Nationalist. So it is providing this opportunity when people will say, without effort, ifs or buts, this was done and we did it, and it's time to say, please, we acknowledge it's done, we're saying sorry, now can we together, in faith, accepting what has been said, move forward to build hope for everybody within our community through what can be, I think, that transforming moment for not only hurting people, but for all of us.
So would that be a day in Northern Ireland, in Ireland, or across these islands?
Well, I think that it's something that I would want to discuss with both Martin and Peter, because it is something that we have to get right. It's not something that we will want to rush into, because we have to identify if it is something that should extend beyond the six counties of Northern Ireland, and therefore I would want to carefully engage with people who could advise me, for example, as to what they would think the most effective way forward with this kind of event.
What about your critics who say you're naive and you're prepared to be used?
Yes, do you know something? I smile at them when they say I'm naive. Martin McGuinness does not use me, nor do I use Martin McGuinness. We have established over 5 years, so it's just not something like that that has happened. We relax in each other's company. We're building up a friendship that's very genuine, and you know that allows us to talk together about things, things other than the weather, because there are other things that we have to discuss as Protestants and Catholics and as Unionists and as Nationalists.
So what was your first impression of Martin McGuinness 5 years ago?
Well, now, I have to tell you, when we met, because he's aware of this. I mean, I went on BBC Foyle to say that there's only one person who can resolve the situation of the paint hitting my church, and they said, who's that? And I said, it's Martin. And I went on to say that in the past he exercised authority, and I felt that authority was still there. So I was being very blunt, and I said to him later, I says, Martin, that was a very blunt thing I said on the radio. And you know, he said, David, my supporters think you handled that very well. We have a very cordial and a very warm working relationship, and I would love more people to step out of their comfort zones that really prevent them from experiencing what I've experienced tonight. This was something that dreams are made of. The handshakes, they were real. A guy came up to me, a Republican in there, and he says, David, I want to tell you, he says, we've been listening to you on the radio this week. He says, the things you have been saying, and he says, I'm using this word advisedly, they have been lovely.
So
amazing.
So you say again, tell us again, your reaction to how you were received tonight.
I I just could not have expected the warmth of the welcome. I mean, everybody is wanting to shake my hand and assure me that I'm among friends and that I am. They're delighted to see me. Now that, if ever anybody outside or wherever would be thinking David Latimer's naive, I think people are a wee bit naive if they choose to lock themselves into the past and refuse to step out, because if we sit in the past, the history clearly teaches us there's going to be no future.
So aren't you really kind of rubbing it in with Gregory Campbell? You're speaking in Irish, there's Celtic blessings, calling them friends. Martin of the Guinness is the great leader of our time. He's not going to be too happy with you tonight.
Well, now, I think I'm stating things the way they are, Martina. I mean, Martin McGuinness has grown into this job, and I really do believe he has been born to lead. And I mean, the dimensions of his vocabulary that extend out beyond Northern Ireland politics. I mean, he's into international economic affairs there in his speech, and you know, that takes skill, and the guy has it. Now, if anybody, and I'm not going to get into a wrangle with any politician who might want to question my democratic right to come and speak here, and if I use some Irish words, do you know why I do that? I'm illustrating to the people that I was with that as a Protestant I can use language that they see as an important language. Now, I would like some reciprocation. I would want my city not always to be called Derry. Maybe we can call it Londonderry sometimes. That would mean an awful lot for the Protestant Unionists and Loyalist people. And I mean, the insistence maybe by one side to refer to this little bit of space as the North or the Six Counties. My community wonder, you know, could it not sometimes be called Northern Ireland? Now, in my speech tonight, I used all of those phrases. I varied from the North of Ireland to North of Ireland to the Six Counties, because this is the inclusive language which I think we have to learn to speak, because it removes more barriers.
Okay, everybody help me.
About the countrywide day of consolatory, can you spell out what you want regarding that?
Yes, well, I'm really wanting Noreen to with the authority of the OFM, DFM, to work with whoever they think should be included within a group to tease out how such a day could work most effectively. Now, I'm looking at a moment, and it could be in 1 year's time, it could be in 3 years' time, it could be in 5 years' time, but we have to get the time right, because we want to take everybody with us, so that nobody who is hurting, whether they're a policeman that was shot by a terrorist, or whether they are a member of the nationalist community shot by a British soldier, I don't want anybody who is hurting to continue to have their wounds lying open, because that's not the way it should be. We have to endeavour to see how can we close some of these raw wounds. How can we help people to reach healing? And I think it would be helped when you have the all who were involved in the conflict coming together to acknowledge publicly we inflicted pain within our community. And we have hurt people, and we have been hurt by people. So is it possible in this public declaration, this public acknowledgement of our involvement in the conflict, is it possible that by saying what we're saying, the people will acknowledge, yes, this is what we have been looking for? And that will maybe mean that we can draw a line in the sand and begin to see, let's chart the course to go forward together. Not forgetting the past. But as the Queen said, and I quoted it in there, we must continue to bow to the past, but that doesn't mean we have to be bound by it. And I think there are lots of people bound by it, and we have to try and see how can can we release these chains a little bit, shake people a little free, so that they maybe can see that what I have done tonight is maybe something that should spread throughout the whole of the country. Because it is only by coming together that we start to hear each other's stories, and when we listen to each other's stories, I think we can discover there's really no need to hate anymore. We can start to become friends and neighbours, and really, I mean, that's what Martin McGuinness and I are. We're friends and neighbours, and it's wonderful, and God is to be blessed for making it possible for what Martin and I have been able to achieve so far.
So, Eamon Nally, can I just ask you a question? Has the moderator given you his blessing in terms of what you're doing?
The moderator of the General Assembly? Well, I haven't heard from the moderator of the General Assembly, but now I think you have to remember within Presbyterianism, we have this lovely saying, and it's on the moderator's chair, it's primus inter pares, which means he is first among equals. All of us guys are working on the same level. There's no hierarchy, so I don't need to go asking anybody, should I go and join Sinn Féin Tardaeus? I can come because I have the right to make that decision.
But I know primus inter pares may be on the chair, but would you have hoped that he might have thrown you up among, or was he among the 5% who...
No. I was at a meeting in Church House, Eamon, on Wednesday, and Dr. Patterson was not there. His role was taken up by the previous year's moderator, which suggests to me he's maybe not in the country.
Yeah.
But I would expect that he will be making contact with me. And I can tell you this, that this morning the moderator of the Derry and Donegal Presbytery rang me and said, David, just to let you know, we were praying for you last night, we'll be thinking about you today, and a number of our colleagues asked me to convey this message to you. So that is, I think that's a very good endorsement from Presbytery.
Last thing from me.
Thank you.
Thanks, David. 0710.